this documentary of Native American indigenous oral hymnody was prepared by the Crow Indian Hymn Book Committee in Crow Agency, Montana. Long ago, Cheyenne, Crow, and other peoples living on this continent were given the gift of song by the Creator. Singing of songs since then has been part of every significant event in life, from birth to death. Most songs were and still are prayers of praise or petitions for the Creator's blessing, healing, or protection at these important times.
When the good news of Jesus' way came to these people, many received it with open hearts. They willingly learned the missionaries' new songs along with a totally different and foreign musical grammar. The missionaries translated their English hymns and wrote them in the Indian languages. They became known as Indian hymns among these Americans and the mission societies that served them.
But this has not been adequate, particularly among Plains Indian tribes in the western United States. Joe Medicine Crow, tribal elder and historian from Lodge Grass, Montana, continues.
We Plains Indian people have found that for Jesus' gospel message to be meaningful, deeply meaningful to our people, we need to have it expressed in both our language and our own music. The Creator must have known that we Indian people needed our own Christian songs. These songs have come from a tradition of vision seeking. Long ago, young men would go to the hills to fast and pray, especially at crisis times when spiritual protection and direction were needed. Invariably, their visions included a song, a personal song. Today, we receive our Indian spiritual church songs in much the same manner. God gives them to us.
And has received a song in this way. He wants to share it with us.
Through the dream, I was in a church, in a chapel, and there were a lot of people, and I was about the only Indian in there, and it so happened that there was a choir consisting of about 40 people, and the leader said, "We heard a song some time ago, and we want to sing it tonight. I want you to learn this song, and from now on, we will sing this song in this chapel. So be sure and learn it if you can."
Yeah.
We Crow Indian people love to travel in River Dee Fellowship. We often have heard new songs at camp meetings held each summer. This has been a time to share testimonies and learn songs from other Christian groups. Especially in the past, we've heard songs from other tribes in their own languages. We have learned that these songs are also gifts from the Creator, much like our own.
Lane Shoulderblade is a Cheyenne elder from Langer, Montana. He remembers this Comanche song from camp meetings in Oklahoma.
Oh, that's a rene, yana, atuta, kitana. Oh, that's a rene, yana, atuta, kitana.
The group of sinners won't be seated at the front of the tent during the service. They won't sing church songs in their own language. They do not use books. I often heard these songs in Kiowa, Comanche, Arapaho, and in my own language.
James used to spend a lot of time singing these songs and learning other songs from other tribes. He of course knows Cheyenne hymns best. Mr. Shoulderblade's knowledge of Cheyenne hymns was indispensable as he helped write and edit the Cheyenne hymn book. Like most great hymns, these songs now written in the Cheyenne hymn book have a history. Often a devout person receives the song as a gift from God in times of prayer and fasting. This is one of the Cheyenne songs that used to be sung long ago in Oklahoma camp meetings.
A Cheyenne mother's children were in grave danger on the battle front in World War II. She sensed this danger and spent the night fasting and in prayer for her children. During the night, this song came to her along with a vision that they would be saved. Mr. Woodrow Goose of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, remembered the Lord's protection at this time and the song that came to his mother. He has contributed this song to be written in a new Cheyenne hymn book.
A generation ago, most of the Cheyenne who had received and taught hymns such as this were gone. The younger generation often lacked confidence to lead these songs at gatherings. The oral tradition of Cheyenne hymns was dying. Many hymns were lost. About this time, James Shoulderblade moved back to Montana and began raising his family there. He found that Montana Cheyennes did not sing the traditional Cheyenne spiritual songs as much as they sang hymns translated into Cheyenne from the European tradition by their missionary, Rodolph Petter. Dr. Petter did not encourage use of Cheyenne Christian songs for worship. Along with Bible translation, he wrote the first Cheyenne hymn book with translated European hymns. This is still known as the Blue Book. Mr. Shoulderblade, who is singing this song, set to work learning these hymns. And many years later, today, he is still the most knowledgeable resource of how they were sung and their translation stories. His knowledge of these translated hymns has also been included in the Cheyenne hymn book. Southern Cheyenne singing evangelists often made trips to Montana carrying with them their tradition of singing the traditional Cheyenne spiritual songs. But this didn't last long. After 1961, Southern Cheyenne singing evangelists were no longer coming to Montana Cheyenne Temple and to hold meetings and link singing of the traditional Cheyenne spiritual songs. The written, translated hymns by Dr. Petter were available for use in worship. Malcolm and Esther Windsor came to the Montana Cheyenne Mission Field in the 1940s and very soon began learning the Cheyenne language.
Jesus,
they recorded a number of the songs for us and helped us to understand the words. When John Heapersburg came to preach in Reindeer, he was willing to record many of his songs as well as others sung by Southern Cheyenne. I began to try to write out the words of the songs using the alphabet developed by Rudolph Petter. James and Julia Shoulderblade and I began talking about the possibility of a new Cheyenne Christian songbook that would include these songs. In 1982, the work begun by Petter, Shoulderblade, and many others was put together for the publication of the Cheyenne hymn book. Often, especially in Oklahoma, these songs are sung without books in the traditional oral way. This is obviously the best. But for many Cheyennes, the pages are a useful reminder of songs that were nearly lost.
The Crow people live on the reservation just west of the Northern Cheyenne in south central Montana. They have never had a hymn book in their own language.
There are many Christian spiritual songs in the Crow oral tradition. Many have been lost. There may be as many as 200 yet remembered among the elderly of the Crow Indian Reservation. These are the songs still sung at Christian gatherings of all denominations represented on the Crow Reservation. Generally, a song leader is available. Angela Russell is a member of the Boscascendon Baptist Church. She remembers a special Crow hymn given to her grandmother by the creator of Bodhisattva.
My grandmother, Maggie Brass, was a very devout Christian woman. She was so full of the love of God that she began witnessing and sharing with her friends and neighbors about God's love and plan for us all. She reportedly received sharp criticism from her male peers for her witness as a Crow woman. Maggie felt saddened by the attack and began to think her witness was not appropriate. She prayed for guidance and was given this song in her church. The words of the song says she doesn't know anything by her own self, but that it is God who teaches her. This is one of many songs that Grandmother Maggie was given.
Samson Burden Ground supervises the Crow Hymn Book Project, talks about the need for a Crow Indian hymn book.
There are not enough books for Indian hymn books.
Johnson is also a member of the Crow Bible Translation Committee that examined the work done by the Cheyenne in producing their hymn book.
When I saw this book, I realized that good is something that's been at work among my people.
The first task in producing a hymn book for the Crow people is already being done. People who have received spiritual songs from the Creator are already sharing them and having them recorded. We're helping with recording and making copies of this.
The second task is to make sure that our recordings are preserved in a form that will make them available to our people for many generations to come. We have an agreement for the archives of folk music at Indiana University for this purpose. They will restore and preserve our recordings and will protect them from any mistreatment.
The third task is to write down the hymns that people have contributed to the project and to photocopy the pages for people to check and for use in worship. Larry Plainbull and I have been working together on this.
We got started writing these songs the summer of 1985. Our goal was to write and run off 12 hymns to distribute to the Crow churches. Here is one of the hymns we originally written.
Jesus, 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 a new advocate. If your love's a heavenly, you what the shell of my heavenly, you will all of my heavenly, come my way, heavenly.
We hope our writing and recording of these hymns will eventually become the content of a larger hymn book for the Crow Indian people. This tradition of blessings from the Creator deserves to be preserved and remembered, just like hymns from any culture deserve to be remembered and preserved.
For many non-Indians, this is the highest and best music for hymns. It helped them worship real good. They were born and raised to have a feeling of reverence with this type of music. We Indian people were also born and raised to have a feeling of reverence associated with our songs. And the Creator has given us songs and hymns to worship Him too. What variety He has created in us to worship Him, each with our highest and best music. What richness when we come together and discover each other's gift of song from the Creator. Certainly we are all part of the same body of Christ.
Sing an honor song to Jesus was produced by the Crow Indian Hymn Book Committee in cooperation with Wycliffe Bible Translators, the Crow Indian Baptist Association, Mennonite Indian Leaders Council, the Northern Cheyenne Mennonite Churches, the Catholic Research Council, and Crow and Cheyenne Christians from all denominations. It was written and directed by Larry Plainbull and Dave Graber. For a contribution by Bill Russell, James Silverblade, Samson Burdick.